Welcome to WFUV's Take 5, interviews and performances from our New York studios. Learn more about us at WFUV.org.
Basically, there's one aria that might describe the program I did. It's Vise d'Arte. Life and art is one. What sort of world would this be without music?
And what would radio be without Studs Terkel? Today, the longtime broadcaster, author, and historian joins us on Take 5, supported by FYE for your entertainment. Hi, I'm Rita Houston. Studs Terkel has called himself a guerrilla journalist with a tape recorder, and that modest description fits him pretty well. With 7 decades of work, 15 books, and a Pulitzer Prize among a stack of awards, he's made an impressive career out of talking to people. The book, And They All Sang, Adventures of an Eclectic Disc Jockey, looks back on some of Studs Terkel's memorable conversations with musicians over the years. And as we celebrate his 94th birthday, let's listen in on Studs being interviewed by City Folk Morning's Julianne Welby.
You never got to interview Woody Guthrie, even though you did get to meet him.
He lived with me for a while. He was part of a group called the Almanac Singers. This is before the Weavers. Pete Seeger was there, and Lee Hayes, the huge guy from Arkansas, and Woody, and there was a writer, the fourth guy named Millard Lampel. Later came the Weavers, but Woody would always stay at my place when he came through town. My wife and I were just married, and we had 2.5 rooms with a Murphy bed, and they insisted on being together, so they slept on the floor. One day, I remember I was sleeping when those 4 guys were staying with us. And Woody Guthrie was out at one of the bars. And he came back, and I was just about getting up in the morning. He's asleep. And I see stuff in the wastebasket. I pick it up, and it's all single space, about 40 pages. It was just like James Joyce. Wild stuff. Ulysses in Night Town, it could have been. And you know what I did with it? I threw it away.
Oh, no.
And for which I could kick myself around the block.
First time I seen my true love, he was walking by my door. Last time I seen his false-hearted smile, he was dead on his cool and bold. It's a hard and it's hard, ain't it hard, to love one that never did love you? It's a hard and it's hard, ain't it hard, great God, to love one that never will be true. Don't go to drinking and gambling, don't go there your sorrows to drown. That hard liquor place is a low-down disgrace, it's the meanest damn place in this town. And it's hard and it's hard, ain't it hard, to love one that never did love you. It's a hard and it's hard, ain't it hard, great God, to love one that never will be true.
Now, I didn't get the impression either way whether you like Janis Joplin's music, but I definitely got the impression you enjoyed interviewing her backstage one time.
Well, she's a tragic figure. She had not yet fulfilled what she could have been, but too much, I'm afraid, Southern comfort and self-indulgence here and there. But she was wonderful. She had an openness about her. The sad thing is where she played, an old ballroom, and she was full of life and vitality and appreciation of life itself. And meantime, the kids listening to her are all stoned. It was such a sad scene. They were in the darkness and she was in the light. I'll never forget it. She knew there's something outside her restricted life in Port Arthur, Texas, which was an oil sort of town and kind of rough, but she knew there was something else.
Yeah, I didn't give you nearly everything that a woman possibly could.
Yeah.
Janis Joplin, just one of the artists featured in the latest book by Studs Terkel. And they all sang Adventures of an Eclectic Disc Jockey, published by the New Press. Hear the complete interview and conversation online at WFUV.org.
Take 5 is supported by FYE for your entertainment, music, movies, games, and more. Store locations and online shopping at FYE.com.